Thousands of fans and participants are in Austin, Texas this week for the annual South by Southwest Festival, the hip event which is nearly 30 years old now, the place to find the latest music, film, and consumer technology. And that technology part has helped launch some now big names like, Twitter. For the view from Austin, let's turn to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Noah Culwin is associate editor for Recode. So, Noah, Twitter was so 2007. Meerkat, the live video streaming app, was last year's hit. We hear it's already been eclipsed by Periscope. So this year's news is?
Mixed bag. So the problem with kind of this year is that there isn't really a breakout app that sort of has taken South by storm. The history for this is that, a number of years ago, Twitter blew up at South by. In a lot of ways, people think that Twitter wouldn't have become the company it is if it didn't have the success that it had initially with the crowd at South by Southwest almost a decade ago. And then that was followed up by Foursquare, and then last year Meerkat, and there's, been a few in between. And so this year there's one called Anchor that's a sort of a audio podcasting radio social network sort of thing. I've seen something similar called Diddy that was getting passed around. Yesterday I saw a really interesting one that's also getting a bunch of hype called Nomi. That's a film photo editing kind of app that's actually pretty neat. But there isn't really some runaway hit this year, and that's kind of a theme.
Well, but the other theme we understand is issues. We all heard President Obama speaking, video of him anyway. He made an appearance at South by Southwest to talk specifically about the ongoing battle between the FBI and Apple over access to iPhone data. So, again, big issue that started the conference on Friday. Let's listen to a little.
I am not interested in overthrowing the values that have made us an exceptional and great nation. Simply for expediency. But the dangers are real. Maintaining law and order and a civilized society is important. Protecting our kids is important. And so I would just caution against taking an absolutist perspective on this.
And by on this, he means Apple's stance in not wanting to help the FBI open the iPhone of the San Bernardino shooter, Syed Rizwan Farooq. So what was the reaction in the hall to this?
Frankly, it was interesting. So for what it's worth, like President Obama in Austin, Texas, he's like a rock star. Everybody's going crazy. So there was a little bit of a chill in the room when he began talking about encryption, because I think it was pretty evident that a lot of people disagreed with what he was saying. But it was, like, I think, one of the reactions overall, like the reasons that Obama came to South by was that he could deliver this message to this group of people and represent a less extreme version of what the Department of Justice and what the FBI have been saying over the last month or so.
Yeah. Another big issue, online harassment and gender issues in the tech sector. We know in the past, panels on this topic have been canceled because of threats of violence. How did that conversation go?
Right. So last fall, two panels were canceled because of their relationship to the online harassment movement, Gamergate. And initially, the backlash to the response to like caving to these abusers because there were threats made, after a few days, the director of South by Southwest Interactive announced that they were putting together an online harassment summit, and that was held Saturday. And it was a fascinating conversation. There were Wendy Davis, the former Texas gubernatorial candidate, appeared, Congresswoman Catherine Clark, and it was one of the most interesting conversations I've seen at South by Southwest. It was sparsely attended, but it was a really meaningful event, and I think one of the things that was super important about it was that it was a very visible and public conversation about a lot of these issues and about how to manage harassment online and discussing about where it comes from. And it was in a public setting, and you don't really get to see that very often with those issues.
Yeah, it seems like far more human than some of the technological issues that are usually in the front, and it's too bad it was sparsely attended. But as we said, it still is a technology crowd and a technology event. So we know, for instance, virtual reality was a big deal. Were there people running around with the virtual reality goggles?
Well, I kind of hope that they weren't running around with the virtual reality goggles.
Bouncing off walls?
Yeah, but there were a lot. Because South by, fundamentally, it's a technology conference, but it's also really a media conference. So you have a lot of people who make media, and virtual reality is a media platform. And so virtual reality, in a way, it's like it's tailor-made for an event like South by. So there's an enormous amount of hype over it. And Oculus had a bunch of stuff they were showing off, Samsung as well. I think it'll be particularly, and a lot of independent developers who are making their own virtual reality and virtual reality type devices. As the platform becomes more and more part of the mainstream. I think South By will probably be one of the events where we begin to see big stuff pushed out in terms of virtual reality.
I'm still holding on to my little New York Times cardboard box that they gave out so that you could see films and place yourself in where the reporters were. And that's just a cardboard box. Noah Colwin, Associate Editor for Recode, speaking to us about the latest tech out of South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Noah, thank you.
Thank you.